Hi, welcome to one of our Who Are We discussions. Today we hear more about one of our new expert partners, HiJiffy. Joining us for this discussion is Tiago, who is CEO and co-founder. Through our conversation, you will hear more about HiJiffy and its solutions, also touching on the backstory to their formation. We also look at how HiJiffy and AI assistants and chatbots in general are developing, how hotelier perceptions change once they start using the HiJiffy solutions, and also what separates them from other similar solution providers. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Hi, Tiago. Great to meet you. Thanks for joining us today. Firstly, before we get started in our Who Are We discussion, can I just extend a thanks to HiJiffy for coming on board as an expert partner. Really looking forward to working with you guys and looking forward to hearing more, not just about your company, but particularly about your tech solution, how it's helping hotels, how it's working at kind of the cutting edge that we've all been talking and reading about for the last number of months. So let's dive into this discussion. And first things first, maybe I could ask you to just set the scene and introduce yourself first and foremost.
Sure, Trevor. Thank you so much for inviting us for this interview too. And obviously it's a pleasure to work with you guys in Revenue Hub too. First of all, I'm HiJiffy's CEO and co-founder. I always find it important to mention that I'm one of the co-founders, one of the three co-founders, because it's different to be only a CEO or a CEO and a co-founder creating the company from scratch. We at HiJiffy, actually, in terms of founders, we have a quite flat, I would say, leadership. I'm responsible for sales, marketing, and partnerships in the company. And additionally, I'm responsible for all the investment relationships that we have. We already had multiple investment rounds in our company. And that goes for me normally. We actually, one of the interesting facts about the founders of the company and myself is that we don't have an hospitality background at all. Okay. Myself, I studied business, and the three of us, we worked in a digital marketing agency before. We worked for 5 years there together. That's where we met. And that's our backgrounds around performance and metrics, all about performance and metrics. But I would say that as HiJiffy turned 7 years old last month, and taking consideration it's a fast-paced growing startup, starting from scratch, etc., and a lot of people talk about startup years. I consider myself now a hotel tech expert. Now I do understand quite well the industry, I would say. In the beginning, it was difficult.
Yeah, I could imagine. So let's kind of just go back a little bit. So you've just had your 7th anniversary. So quick maths. So company was formed 2016?
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Tell us just a couple of basic facts, again, setting the scene. Where are you based? How big have you got to in those 7 years?
Right now, we're around 50 employees in the company.
Okay.
But if you want to, I can tell you the story about HiJiffy. I'll try to be pretty fast possible.
Yeah, give us a quick history lesson.
Yeah, you know, co-founders, we're always very enthusiastic about our babies, no? So we do talk a lot when talking about the history and the timeline of the company. But basically, going back to what I just mentioned, actually going back to a long time ago, 2011, summer of 2011, it was actually when the founders met. We met in a digital marketing agency in Lisbon. The three of us grew within that company into team leads. And then one day, and I think it was all about the buzz of the startup ecosystem in Lisbon that was happening. We wanted to have our own products. We didn't want to deliver services anymore. And we wanted to have a SaaS company, probably, or some place where people would log in every day or use on a high frequency. But we actually did something crazy because we quitted our jobs and we had no idea what we wanted to do. We just knew that we wanted. Yes, it was, Trevor. And we just had an idea that was, okay, we want to mix two passions that we have. That is, we love tech. We love all the complexity or the problems that tech can solve nowadays. But we love the travel industry too. Mm-hmm. And we think that the travel industry is behind in terms of technology. And we would love to be involved in that. So that was our passion. That was what moved us out of the space of a digital marketing agency. And actually, it's very funny that we're talking today, Trevor, because we did something in October 2015 that is happening right now in Lisbon as we speak.
Okay.
That is, we flew to Dublin to go to Web Summit that is actually happening right now in Lisbon. We were completely tourists in Web Summit. We had no idea what we were doing. We had no idea on how to build a company or startups. But then after, in the end of that year, 2015, we founded our first company that was Wanderroots. And Wanderroots was a travel planner for tourists.
If
you came to Lisbon and you didn't know what to do, you would put your interests and your days staying in Lisbon, and it would give you a travel guide with all the knowledge base that we had from local experts. Unfortunately, that startup didn't come up as we wanted.
Good idea, and, though.
Yeah, great idea, but for multiple reasons, it didn't work for business model, distribution, etc. But we learned a lot. And actually, from that startup, it's very crazy to say this, but Hi Jiffy was born. Facebook Messenger launched in the beginning of 2016, the possibility of having a chatbot on Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. And our CTO, José, one of the co-founders too, loves to work with new technology. And he did this crazy thing that was, what about setting a chatbot for hotels for them to recommend Wanderroots as a travel guide planner? And I pitched this to general managers of hotels, and they looked at me, and I seemed crazy, to be honest, because they told me, like, with actually what our guests ask on Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him back, okay, but what do they ask? We don't have a lot of interactions on Facebook Messenger, actually, but they ask, what time is the check-in? What time is the check-out? Does the hotel have parking, etc.?
So kind of the classic FAQs kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly. And that's when we built a chatbot for Facebook Messenger for hotels. And that's how Hi Jiffy was born in June 2016. And then things speed up quite a lot. I mean, we were able, after a very, very bad year for us with Wanderroot, we were able to sign off clients in a couple of months. 2-3 months, we had already 4 clients signed with a prototype, or as we call it in startup dictionary, minimal viable products. We were able, from those clients that we were close actually to be bankrupt, the 3 founders, and we were able to join an acceleration program in Barcelona, and the 3 founders moved to Barcelona for 6 months to completely focus on the creation of Hi Jiffy.
That's a great opportunity. Right? Yeah.
And we officially opened a company. That was October 2016. When we officially open the company.
And so you were originally in Lisbon, as you say, in this digital marketing. You've now got this time in Barcelona. You've formed the company. So, but you're not based in Lisbon, though, are you? Where are you? Because Lisbon's where all the, as you said earlier, it's kind of where this startup growth was all happening. So just outline for people watching and listening, where are you based as an organization?
Yeah, it's a very interesting point too. First of all, it's very important to mention that I didn't do the count actually, but Hi Jiffy is a first remote company, meaning that all our employees are remote. I think that we are in 20 different locations right now, like 20 different cities, 4 or 5 different countries. So people are working mostly remote. But when we officially opened the company, we opened a Portuguese company. And at that time, we were flying to Barcelona. So we were like, we're going to stay 6 months in an office in Barcelona, but we're actually opening a Portuguese company. So what will be the official address? And this, Trevor, happened in the registration, actually. While we were doing the registration of the company, someone came to us and say, what's going to be the address? And we had no idea. And we needed the company done that day. And we actually selected the random name that they already had. At that time, it was Horizon Behavior. That was our name for a long time. We finally changed it for Hijifi. And José, one of the co-founders that lives south of Lisbon in Alentejo, in a small town city called Vidigueira, he mentions, I actually have an office because I have my house in one street and I have my office in the other street. It's all in the same house, I actually have my office there. So my office can be our legal address. Pedro and I were renting house in Lisbon. It wouldn't make sense for us to have our addresses, as we wouldn't know if we would move or not.
Sure, absolutely.
And then we left it and we started there. And as we started there, for us, it was very, very important as we saw the impact that we had locally with all the help, actually, of the city hall, dynamizing and giving us access to a lot of things such as the university there, such as funding, and always giving us support that we're very proud of today. Being a remote company, you can select whatever you want. And staying there, they opened a new tech hub recently, this year, and we officially moved only this year officially from José's office to that tech hub that actually the team, all the company went there this October. So it was a very special moment for us.
Absolutely. And so you were ahead of this whole working from home business before we went through the whole pandemic and everyone adopted it.
Yes. Yeah. We always had this in place. I would say, as any other company, that it identified a lot after COVID. Mm-hmm. I think that before COVID, we would meet each other more than we are doing it now. But as any other company, we had to go through the process through COVID of not being together. We are much more comfortable nowadays of doing it that in a longer term. But we still find it very important in the company for people to meet. It depends on each team, actually, where they meet and when they meet. Each team has their own dynamics. But for example, as a good example, the founders, we have what we call founders talk. And we do it once a month. And we do it in various places. We do it in Lisbon too. We do it in Vidigueira too and other places. So we just try to meet. And sometimes we just do it online because we are on the go and we have a lot of events, etc. So it depends.
That makes sense. Great background of the company. Really interesting. Really interesting story. Let's talk a little bit about, because we want to get to obviously Hijifi, the solution, what it's all about. But let's start off by at least understanding who your customers are. So obviously it's the hotels, because you've already indicated that. Is there a particular profile to your hotels? You know, are they smaller groups, independent properties? Are you like a lot of the other companies, you know, all trying to get into the large groups where the scale is? And I guess in addition, as a supplemental question to that, is there a geographical focus, you know, being based in Portugal? Are you focused predominantly Europe? So just tell us a little bit, you know, client profile, geographical mix.
Sure. So we work with independent hotels and with local and branded chains. Mm-hmm. On the branded chains, we are working a lot with individual properties where it's actually GMs moving forward super fast of saying, okay, we really need this solution when we're moving forward with it. Okay?
I've got you. Yeah.
Something that is very important within our, what we call in the IGFE, our ideal customer profile, is that they have to have minimum 50 rooms for when it's independent hotels. Actually, too small for us doesn't work that well. And I'll let you know why. Because one of our, and we'll talk about advantages of using IGFE, of course, but one of the advantages that we have and USPs that we have at IGFE that are strong are around direct bookings. Okay. So they need to have a clear strategy of the direct bookings, things such as if we receive a contact through our website of a hotel, independent hotel, and he doesn't have a booking engine, that's a no-go for us. And if they don't have a property management system, that's a no-go for us because they don't have the baseline.
They haven't got the basic infrastructure. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Regarding countries, first of all, mentioning that we work with more than 50 countries already. So we're quite global. The company is quite global. Within the team, we speak 10 different languages. Our solution is set in more than 100 different languages. So it's quite prepared to go global. But in terms of sales and marketing budgets and where we are focusing and targeting right now, and where you'll see us a lot in trade shows. It's Portugal, Spain, France, UK, Ireland, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And actually, the DACH region is quite recent. So people just joined the company 1 or 2 months ago.
They'll be seeing a lot more of you in that region over the coming
years.
They will. Brilliant. Okay, so let's... useful to understand that kind of bar that hotels need to have at least got over to warrant gaining the benefits from IGFE. So as you said, they need to have a booking engine, need to have a PMS, and pretty much it's 50 rooms plus if it's an independent property. So having set that scene, probably useful now to understand what IGFE is all about, because that will probably then help understand why, as you said, why that basic needs to be in place to help with the direct booking piece. And one of the things I want to pick up on once we've gone through the solution as well is that I know that you've recently just launched a first party data report. I think that's useful for us to make sure that we touch on, because that kind of shared some interesting insights, and also I think gives a lot of an indication as to the capabilities and technology advancement that IGFE has. But before we get to that, let's kind of go back to basics. What is IGFE? You kind of alluded to it when you were talking about your backstory, but tell us specifically what it's all about.
That's the problem of talking with co-founders, Trevor, is that we're always passionate about the beginning. So basically, IGFE is a guest communication hub for hotels. Mm-hmm. What we do is quite simple. We automate, we centralize, and we measure all the communication between the hotel and the guests.
Okay.
The way we do it is we do it throughout the whole guest journey. So we start from pre-stay, where normally what happens in the pre-stay part is that guests are contacting the hotel through a chat widget that we have on their websites. Okay. So when you enter into a hotel that have our solution, you'll find a chat widget. Clicking on the chat widget, an automation of an AI assistant. Yeah. I try to say it in various words so everyone understands. But technically speaking, it's a chatbot.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people say
people don't use that terminology anymore now. It's the AI assistant, isn't it, or whatever.
AI assistants. And Trevor, to be honest with you, there's a lot of people saying chat box.
Okay.
In IGFE, all the employees in IGFE were all working hard to take the chat box out of the dictionary of people. So AI assistants or chatbots, And when you click on it, it's able to handle more than 85% of the queries that people have. So questions such as, what time is the check-in? Does the hotel have parking? Does the hotel have a pool? We're able to reply right away without any needs of assistance of an agent. Mm-hmm. And then when there is actually a need, so for 15% of the times when there's a need of an agent, we basically, what we do is we transfer to our console. So within our unified inbox, they'll have access to the conversations that the chat bot wasn't able to handle.
Gotcha. Okay.
This same AI assistant is not only implemented within the website, but within social media too.
I was going to ask about that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, channels such as Facebook Messenger, Instagram, mm-hmm. Google Business, etc. Mm-hmm. And talking about WhatsApp, that's where our in-stay solution comes. So the guest already booked.
Yep.
And we already have the reservation in our PMS because we have a PMS.
Because I have a PMS,
And it means that us at HiJiffy, we're fully integrated with the PMS. We fetch the reservations from the PMS and we start sending messages through WhatsApp for the guests.
Okay. Yeah.
We approve WhatsApp for business accounts for the hotel with their name, their logo, and we send a message one day before with the online check-in. Then during the stay with upselling opportunities, on the last day with a checkout message, and the day after they leave asking for a review. All of this fully integrated with WhatsApp and with a WhatsApp for business account. So it means that the guests will always receive like the name of the hotel and not a weird phone number.
Which is a big issue, isn't it? When you suddenly get a message in from just a mobile number and you don't have a clue who it is. So just going that extra step gives that reassurance, doesn't it?
No, and it's creepy, you know? It's creepy normally to actually receive.
Well, I'll let you use that word, but yeah, I agree with you. It is a bit creepy. So one of the things I was going to ask, because chatbots or AI assistants, they have evolved quite significantly, and maybe you can talk about where you are as HiJiffy in that space, because as a consumer, not just from a travel or hotel perspective, but everywhere you go now, you don't seem to get to talk to anybody because they're trying to get some of those fundamental questions dealt with through an AI assistant. Some of them can be very smooth. Some of them can be, and I'll use a technical term, clunky, my technical term, really just difficult and incredibly frustrating from a user perspective, trying to, you almost feel like you're trying to trick them to get past it because your question can't be answered. How is the evolution of the AI assistant, and specifically, how are you guys tackled that problem, and how do you see that evolving in terms of keep developing that as a solution?
Of course. Trevor, I'll go back, as we are experts in trade shows, to World Travel Market in London. And the main highlights that I got from the events and confirmation from a lot of other partners was that there were two very, very hot topics during the events. Mm-hmm. The first one was sustainability. Why? Because there is no other way to go. I mean, the travel industry needs to change. We don't have another world to live on, so we
there'll be no travel if we ruin that. It
exactly, so we need to change that, and there's another the way to go. And the other hot topic was AI. Without any doubt, these were the two very hot topics in World Travel Markets. Why was AI a very hot topic in World Travel Markets this year in 2023? In my humble opinion, it was because of the big shift that we had this year around AI with generative AI.
Yeah,
that was mind-blowing of the difference of experience that not only it can give to what you're mentioning, like clunky solutions, but additionally, even in terms of user experience, because there were a lot of people that never tried something similar to a chatbot. And with the launch of ChatGPT, we had so many people using that solution that made them, in terms of usability, to know how to act when they are interacting with a chatbot. And that helps a lot to technology providers like ourselves too. But additionally, for me, the breakthrough too was that us, HiJiffy, we in March this year, we integrated with GPT-4. And talking about like the differences and where we're going and what we see is that around GPT-4, before what we were doing at HiJiffy is we would understand the sentence. Let's say that we have a sentence such as, what time is the check-in? We have keywords like time and check-in that gives us a level of confidence. If it would be a level of confidence above 90%, then we'd say, okay, this is related with the check-in time topic. And we would fetch from our knowledge base regarding that specific hotel, of course.
Yeah.
We would just copy paste the answer and we would give the answer immediately with whatever content we had uploaded. And the problem sometimes came, and actually I invite people to go to our website to know more about this GPT-4 integration, because it's much easier when it's pictured. But the complexity comes when people do simple questions like yes or no, like is the spa connected with the pool? Then we would fetch all the content that we had around the spa, and people would have to read all the contents to look for if it would be connected or not. With GPT-4, what we do is that we're able to not only understand, as we always did, understand the question, but we're able to select specific part of the content that's the end user, that in this aspect is the guest, to give that specific content to the guest and replying this yes or no questions with yes, the indoor pool is connected with the spa. And not more information, and giving him other suggestions if he wants to click and know more information about it is very, very important.
But the aim is, as you say, it's that understanding what the actual question's asking for, rather than just picking those key words and thinking, right, that means they want this information. And that's the evolution piece, isn't it, that you've been able to see and that you've adopted. Another quick question for you that I'm interested in. This may one of the things I've always been intrigued about is to the degree to which behind the scenes it's looking at how that conversation evolved. Was it successful? Was the question answered? And how that is used to enhance. How much time, energy is spent in and around that? I mean, from my mind, I would think, well, it must be like a core focus. But sometimes when you use these things, you feel like they just don't evolve at all.
Yeah. So we would need to go back to the foundations of HiJiffy. First of all, we would even need to go back to the name of HiJiffy. In a jiffy means something in a moment, something quick, something instant. So our goal when we gave the name to the company, the founders, was that someone that said hi, we would always reply in a jiffy, something quick.
Gotcha.
Nothing related with the travel industry, because when we started the company, we said we're going to start with the travel industry, but we're probably going to other industries and evolving like that. Meanwhile, taking consideration AI, we understood that, okay, but if we focus within a specific industry and a specific use case, because sometimes we're in the travel industry and we are in the hotel industry and we think that it's very big, but there's other industries, right? It could be a whole bigger pie for HiJiffy. But if we focus only in one use case, that is hotels and guests talking to each other, this means that we'll have what technically we call a single AI agent, meaning that on the part of understanding, our agent is the same for all our clients. So they all use the same technology. We work right now with more than 1,800 hotels, and it means that all of them are contributing for our AI on the part of understanding. Okay. Then on the part of replying, each one of them has their own answers and they have their own database of contents. And obviously we don't mix that.
No, of course.
And basically that's how we see the part evolving on the part of the training. That is, every time we train our agents, we're not trained individually for one hotel. Or for one client, we are training it globally. So every time a new frequently asked question shows up, a good example, Trevor, is when COVID showed up, for example.
Yeah, completely. No one would have ever had to answer that.
And hotels started to have to answer to a lot of safety measures. What were the restrictions, etc. And we had to build it all up during COVID, right? But all of our clients needed it. And it's not that it's a custom frequently asked question for a client. It's something that is what we call a frequently asked question that is global. So this makes it way easier for us. And that's how we got to 85% of automation. If we would have been broad, and actually IGFI started like that, a bit more broad within the travel industry, we already worked with camper vans, for example, with student accommodation, etc. And then within our path, we understood if we want to be the best in class, we need to focus on one specific use case.
Yeah, that makes sense. And narrowing it down gives you a chance to really understand the dynamics that happen between the guest and the hotel, and understand the machine can learn within that environment. And then you can use that as a base to say, right, well, let's see how we can take that into a different environment. And there will be some different learnings that have to be taken from it. But as you say, you've achieved that best in class in one specific industry at the moment. That poses another question. And I'm conscious of your time, so I'll kind of get through some of these.
No worries.
So, you know, you reach out, you speak to hotels, they're probably coming to you now, but as you say, you're in charge of the sales side of the business, so you're always trying to out there developing new business. Can you just talk a little bit about maybe the difference of perception when you're first talking to a hotel, and then once they've actually taken on your solution and started using it, do you see how their perception changes? Do they suddenly see a load of additional benefits that they hadn't contemplated in those early discussions? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think that's changed a lot throughout this last 7 years. One thing that I think that we wouldn't do it differently, to be honest, but one thing that we felt in the beginning was that we were bringing a technology such as artificial intelligence that was technically so advanced to an industry that normally is known for not being so advanced in terms of technology. So it would be very difficult to actually move with things forward, and we managed to do it, of course, but completely different to where we sit nowadays. And I'll talk with you more on where we sit nowadays. I think that hotels are very concerned a lot of times on the part of the onboarding process, because every time we talk about a knowledge base or frequently asked questions or an organizing, right now we feel that there is no content management system that hotels are working on, so they always feel that they will need to put up the work and create all that content from scratch. Right now, us at IGFI, we're already able to upload content from OTA, such as Expedia, for example, automatically. So that's something that facilitates a lot the onboarding process. And I think that they're very, very surprised when they see the metrics, because within our back office that we call our console, we have all our metrics that are available there. And they're very surprised to see the automation rate that we manage to have. They're very, a lot of them are very eager to see actually the tab that has all the conversations and seeing the chatbot engaging without them having to engage and like being mind blown on how it's actually able to be so accurate. And the other thing that we're seeing, it's revenue and online check-ins that they're very impressed, like the amount of revenue that we're bringing on direct bookings and upselling and the amount of online check-ins, because it was something that we saw a lot of our clients during COVID doing, the implementing online check-in as a safety measure. But then at the end, most of them were not that happy in terms of the percentage of online check-ins that they had. And now they're sending it through WhatsApp, and they're quite impressed on how they could grow on those online check-ins.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that's something that certainly through our partnership, I'd be keen to revisit that particular element, that driving of additional revenue, probably in a separate conversation. That's not the focus of this one. So we'll come back to that. I guess final question from my side. You are obviously not the only chatbot AI assistant out on the market. So giving you the last final words, what is it from your perspective that differentiates Hi Jiffy? What are your USPs that separate you out? Why should somebody be buying Hi Jiffy?
Yeah. So we combine two worlds that I love and that I'm very passionate about, that is AI and the full guest journey. That's really our differentiator, together with GPT-4 too. And I'll just explain briefly. So basically what happens in our solution is that we see a lot of other providers that are experts on the part of pre-stay and having the chatbot solution available within the website and on social media. And then we see other competitors that are very strong on in-stay, on sending automatic messages, if it's through WhatsApp, through email, and through other messaging platforms, to communicate with the guests in-stay. So actually, to be honest with you, Trevor, a lot of people compare us and put us in the chatbot box.
I've got you.
Now I can use the word box. But actually, even going through platforms such as Hotel Tech Reports, you'll see us there too on guest messaging.
Okay.
And being strong on guest messaging. So having the two and using here another partner of ours, having the two, like the chatbot and the guest messaging in one place, and having only one source of truth for the hotel and not having different platforms for, okay, in the property, this solution is being used. And then in our reservations team, for example, for chains, this is the other solution we're using. And we are uniting the two things together, because we find it very important that hoteliers have data all in one place and communicate with the guests all in one place.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And I guess at the end of the day, the reality is, yes, you guys have to develop the technology, but ultimately it's to solve a problem for the hotels. The hotels are just operating with that single guest. You know, that the guest doesn't become two different guests when they're booking to when they're staying. It's the same guest. It's the same hotel. That relationship and that interaction, you would imagine from a hotel's point of view, would be a lot easier and of greater value if they're not having to get two different systems to talk to each other, and possibly they can't even achieve that. So you've got two different people interacting in two different ways. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And adding on what you're mentioning, Trevor, I think it's important, once again, on going for Hi Jiffy history. When we started a lot talking about the problem of OTA dependency, of hotels, of a lot of independent hotels being very dependent on OTAs, of a lot of our clients having a big percentage of repeating guests and not being able to actually maintain them with them once they come back, and they continue they continue booking through booking.com. So trying to cut that and trying to make them loyal to the hotel directly. But then as things evolve, and for many companies 7 years doesn't look a lot, for me it looks like a century. We saw another problem that took place during COVID, that is hotels during COVID and still today, most of the properties we're working with, they have lack of staff. They're having problems actually hiring and retaining staff. And recently I was in Paris talking with one of our clients, a Novotel property in Paris, and he was mentioning to me on why he signed Hijifi. And he was telling me that he couldn't continue having problems of hiring and retaining staff, and having his staff replying to questions such as what time is the check-in, what time is the check-out, that he sees as a waste of time. So that comes back more to in-stay rather than pre-stay problems. So the two problems are really the problems that we're still tackling.
Still tackling, which makes a lot of sense as to why you tackle both ends of that equation. No, makes a lot of sense. And very interesting story. Great to hear more about Hijifi. And look forward to bringing you onto more of these conversations where we can actually start to dive into those hotel problems and how Hijifi specifically works around some of those issues and how it can ultimately drive greater revenue and provide a greater guest experience as well, which is obviously critical. But thanks again. Really appreciate your time. Lovely to talk with you.
Thank you, Trevor.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Tiago for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we are producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, till next time, thanks for listening.